This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 14th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is mostly sunny with comfortable temperatures. Tel Aviv enjoys a warm afternoon, while Jerusalem feels a bit cooler. Down south in Eilut, expect it to be hot and sunny. As evening approaches, temperatures will cool slightly, providing a pleasant night. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF says Hamas commander Mohammed Mushtaha, involved in the October 7th attack and hostage taking in Gaza, has died from wounds sustained in a July airstrike. This update comes from Ynet, reported 4 hours ago. Also, the Ali Tahar Ridge is at the center of negotiations. Hezbollah's withdrawal is said to be a condition for a framework agreement, according to a report by Ashark al-Awsat, cited by Israel Hayom Hebrew 3 hours ago. Also this hour, criticism mounts as Benjamin Netanyahu appears weaker than ever. His political rivals might still have a chance to save him. Walla reported this just over 2 hours ago. Separately, tensions rise as the Houthis claim responsibility for a drone attack on a Saudi Aramco refinery. This development was reported by I24 News just under half an hour ago. And finally, families return to Gannim after 21 years since Israel's disengagement from the Gaza Strip and northern Samaria. This story comes from JNS, reported 2 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Amit Siegel, an Israeli journalist, posted just minutes ago that Likud's primary, although heavily influenced by reserved slots, is a genuine contest. It will likely trigger the long-anticipated battle for Netanyahu's succession. Rachel Moisel, a commentator, highlighted earlier today that the French government strongly condemned anti-Semitic threats by an Irish man. She noted the absence of coverage in the Irish press. Visegrad 24, a regional news aggregator, reported earlier that despite Sanchez's claims of control, Ceuta faces increasing migrant-related violence. Local residents feel unsafe, and there's a shortage of police officers. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the death of Hamas commander Mohammed Mushtaha. According to Ynet, he was a key figure in the October 7th attacks on Israel and the subsequent hostage crisis in Gaza. This latest development may impact ongoing tensions in the region as Israel continues its crackdown on Hamas leadership. Turning to the Ali Tahar Ridge negotiations, Israel Hayom Hebrew, referencing Ashark al-Awsat, indicates that the withdrawal of Hezbollah from this strategic location is crucial for any framework agreement. This move could significantly alter the balance of power in the area and affect future diplomacy between Israel and Lebanon. Meanwhile, as reported by Walla, criticism of Prime Minister Netanyahu's leadership grows. Without a unified opposition to challenge him, his position, though weakened, remains contested. The lack of a clear alternative in Israeli politics could prolong the current political standoff. Separately, the Houthis' claimed drone attack on a Saudi Aramco refinery heightens tensions with Riyadh. As I24 News reports, this incident underscores the volatility in the region, potentially affecting global oil markets and regional security. Finally, families returning to Gannim marks a significant moment after over two decades. According to JNS, this return is a poignant reminder of Israel's past disengagement decisions. It may inspire further discourse on settlement policies and their implications for Israeli society. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that the Bank of Israel faces a dilemma over interest rates as inflation is expected to rise, with the Consumer Price Index for July set to be released today. This decision could affect economic stability and consumer confidence. Separately, Ynet Business highlights a new consortium between ADOC and 12 U.S. health systems. They aim to enhance diagnostic speed using AI, potentially transforming healthcare by improving patient outcomes and operational efficiency. And finally, Mariv Business reveals a surprising detail from McDonald's data collection practices. A California resident discovered extensive personal data held by the fast food giant, raising questions about privacy and consumer rights in the digital age. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.